Yeah, so I she started watching a YouTube video on how to play a song on her keyboard, and I watched the medicine unfold, and as the dose kicked in, she studied the music and she learned how to play a song in one sitting, and that was pretty incredible. So over, that time period when she was taking it every day, I watched her get more into creativity. She began to like solve puzzles really easy, learning to play more music, even just having that drive to dive deeper into being a creative being and not, down in the dumps. I seen the medicine pull my baby out of that. That was, it was everything to me. So of course, during this most recent pregnancy with my son Wynn, who's 4 months now, the entire prenatal journey, I was microdosing, and I'm still microdosing as I breastfeed. And
Yeah,
he's a little
I'm not, I'm
oh.
your cheerleader with that and fully support you in your journey. People always ask, well, what are some of the changes that you've seen in him with the microdosing through the breast milk?
I can't really say the changes because he's been a mushroom baby from the womb. So what I will
Okay.
tell you is when I look at him versus children that aren't on the medicine, you can tell the difference just by how alert he is, his awareness, his mobility skills, just overall, even just looking into his eyes, you see magic there. The way he lift his head on the first day he came out the womb, which the doctor said, "Hey, this is a bit fast. He's moving kind of quickly here."
Of
And
course.
he's just very advanced. He's very, very advanced. He understands that I feel like the unseen mechanics that go behind everything that is making us function through the world. So I'm in this room right now and I just see these four walls and the interior decorating, but there's so much more interconnected there. And when I look at this child, I know that he sees all that isn't seen. So it's just a joy watching him.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I know many parents are fearful of taking these leaps and doing what they feel is best for their own children, no matter what age they are or during pregnancy. There's a lot of fear just around, well, is the baby going to be okay? Can it harm the baby? And I always recommend that people, when possible, to already develop a relationship, a sacred relationship with the plant medicine, so that they're more familiar with how the medicine will affect them and, just how it makes them feel overall before just wanting to introduce it to their children.
Oh, for sure. Like I said, I was already doing my journey a couple of years before even introducing it to my first child. So I would say for parents who perhaps get their kids on the medicine, start taking your own journey. Do your own work and your own healing with the medicine, and get over the stigmas and the fears that, society has placed on such a holy, I mean,
Keisha, tell me, have you seen her? Did you hear that?
it's beautiful music to my ears. But yes, for parents to get more familiar with the medicine, get comfortable with it, because that's one thing I think going into it, you want to remove is any type of fear. You don't want to start this practice holding on so tightly to fear. It's okay to be cautious and tiptoe your way in, but slowly let that go. And also with me personally, it was a secret. Like, I didn't share it with many of my friends or my family, because I didn't want their imprint on it. I knew what was best for me and my body, and I knew for sure what would help support my children. So with that knowing, I decided to go for it on my own.
Wonderful, wonderful. What role do you see psilocybin playing in rites of passage for young women, young children, and for their first blood specifically?
Oh, goodness, that one is, come on, man. That's the magic in it. That's the magic in it, you know? By taking that sacred journey, you're already doing the work. You know, if you're right there on the gateway or the break, womanhood, having that first blood, it's already, the evolution is taking place in you. So doing it with the support of the medicine, it just makes everything more clear, more divine, more intentional as well. With that knowledge that you receive, those downloads, priceless. You'll be supported throughout your journey.
I just think in this society as well, just with the media and the distractions and the detachments from nature, that it's almost unnecessary. And I like to say a bit of a necessary vaccine from nature, for lack of better words. But really being inoculated with the mycelium and just the powers that come along with it to really get us grounded and really seeing life the way that it's meant to be seen, beyond the smoke and mirrors and what BET is showing our children or BBC, you know, and just all what's going on. COVID, I'm just like, what are the children thinking throughout these processes? What are they feeling? You know, what are they learning from just how we're responding to life right now and how the media is telling us to respond? It's like, we need this support, you know?
But that's why I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
But that's why we need to, you know, this earthly media and technology, that we need to kick in and do our work and get connected to that higher frequency, the real technology. That's where we're supposed to get our information from and our downloads, you know, not the television. We're supposed to kick all the way in, tap in to the magic and the technology that's within the medicine. That's where all our information come from. That's the, you know, the knowing that isn't seen. Absolutely. And when you take it, you can see it.
Exactly. That's just it, to having these experiences. Some people were so used to judging and just listening to other people's stories and lessons and what God is and what love is and all these things without really having our own unique individual experience and then relate to life from that vantage point.
Yes. Yeah, those are the perfect words for it.
So the psilocybin mushrooms are organic technology, you know what I'm saying? And they are a bit of nature's vaccine and all these things that we really need, because we are running on an old outdated system. You know, we're not even leveled up to the level of consciousness that we came here to be, that is in the world that's around us. You know, and yeah, that's pretty much what you were saying as well.
Oh yeah. Like I told you, my baby who's only 4 months, I see the way he looks at the room, and the same thing that I see when I'm taking the sacred medicine, I can see that he sees that just from the milk that's infused with the medicine. So that's just astonishing, just to see him watching the inner work being done all around us. just from, yes, you know, being a baby who's getting the medicine through the milk, the breast milk.
And many of the souls are calling for it. I find that interesting. Women who have never had the experience with psilocybin have found themselves now pregnant and are in that space. And like, I'm feeling drawn to it, you know? Oh, yeah. So like, the souls are requiring them to level up and read certain books and change their lifestyle before they come into this space. Even for women who may be experiencing infertility issues, there's usually some kind of message or blockage or something that needs to be addressed in that
space. Oh, yeah. I, you know, on my first journey in, I actually met my higher self in my womb. She was in my womb, resting in my womb.
I love it.
Yeah, that's where I met her. So definitely, I feel like it's imperative for women to use the medicine to tap into their womb and into their true selves. Because it will dismantle some things, but those things we don't need anyway. It's untrue. It's not real. It's not a part of our journey, our path, or no longer a part of our journey and path. So I think a lot of that fear and resistance is around having to let go of things that no longer serve. Like, it's okay that these parts of us have got us this far, but when it's time to let them go, we have to let them go and, you know, go into the next step. And I think the next step is connecting with the medicine and allowing it to be the tool that it is and support us.
Absolutely. What are your thoughts and feelings about psilocybin as a tool of women's empowerment or womb empowerment even?
To be quite honest and to be quite bold, really allows you not to care about the outside perception of who you are. It allows you to let go of that. So when you let go of that, and now the ego is actually supporting the soul, and they are really in a divine alignment with one another, really tap in.
Yes, I love that. I love the way you said that. So with your daughter, and I know I'm kind of bouncing around a bit, how did you know how much to give her?
I consulted with a friend.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I didn't know.
With a friend.
You know, because when consulting families, you know, there's a lot of factors just depending on the age of the child, what's going on with the child. I've been having many families reach out with children who have special needs as it relates to using the psilocybin for them. Yeah, so just interesting with all of the possibilities and the potential that we have as medicine women. So that's why I talk about us activating ourselves, redefining what family medicine is, and making the necessary sacrifices needed to raise our children in a healthy way, to cleanse and clear them, adding different rituals and purification practices alongside with the psilocybin. You know, with your daughter, you know, I'm sure you were engaging her in other practices to support the medicine work.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when she got her first moon cycle, we did a sacred ritual bath. I blessed her. I told her, you know, the importance of the new phase of life, the new chapter that she was moving into, and adored her as well. We got to support them with all the tools that we have.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're placed here for. So she's very well aware of the tools. And it's one of those things where, you know, kids are going to be kids. They're not going to dive as deep most of the time or some of the time as we may have. But we introduce, you know, tools for them to always come back to when they need them. So for the parents that are out here listening, you know, build a healthy relationship with your children with the sacred medicine. Explain you know, the benefits of it, and don't force. If it's not for the kid at the time, you know, let that be. But they'll always remember that they can come back home to it. It's always there.
And teaching them how to cultivate their own medicine as well is very important. You know, a lot of us are coming into higher states of consciousness and awareness. I won't say late, but, you know, we've kind of could have prevented a lot of what we've been through if we've kind of had a greater sense of awareness. Yeah. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm a living example of that.
Yeah, so using these modalities to them, because they're going to be assisting their friends when we don't know what's going on. You know, so oftentimes we're looking as adults and counselors and other teachers to support them, but they're supporting each other as well. So those of us from lineages of medicine women, it's so important for us to introduce and uphold this work in our homes for our families so that they can do their work as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because to be quite honest, you know, the kids, the children, young people, they, a lot of them, they feel safe with their peers. So that's who they come to. So, you know, as a mother of a teen, I feel like it's my job to give her information on womb healing, connecting to her. And the medicine is possible. And she tells me stories of her friends, like, you know, coming to her, asking her really, you know, questions that I feel should be able to be answered within the household, but they don't feel like that's a safe space. So they come to their peers. So, you know, as us, you know, as being healers, women that are, you know, involved with the medicine, connecting with it, we have to educate the ones under us, all of them, so they can go back to their friends and their circles and they can spread the knowledge. And it continues to grow like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's sacred doesn't mean that it has to be a secret. And I think that's something that we have to shout throughout our community, because until I got out into the world in my mid-20s and, you know, actually started seeking teachers. I had to go find teachers, but, you know, it wasn't easy. They weren't, you know, walking around with billboards like, you know, the internet has made it accessible for today. So it was a journey just to get to the information for me. And I would like for the pilgrimage for the next generation to just be a step away, you know? Yes. I don't want them to have to go far or, you know, have to spend years of just seeking or feeling like they don't have a safe place or a safe space. I want them to literally be able to step, not even step outside their door. I want that to be right there in their space for them to have access. They
take you. You take you wherever you go. Yes. Let's see here. Womb awakening. I come in contact with some women who are like shocked when I say, like, what's your yoni's name? Or do you have a relationship with your womb space? What are some ways that you recommend women get in touch with their inner self or their higher self through their womb?
Start building a rapport. Communicate with her. If you never talked to your womb before, just place your hands right there below your belly and just hold that space and see how it feels. Connect with how it feels. Ask questions to your womb. Is it anything you feel like I should let go of? Is it anything that you need? Apologize to her. Say sorry for, you know, any trauma she's experienced from your hands, lovers you choose, or just any unwanted trauma that's been inflicted on her. Not even at your power. Ask her for forgiveness for all that. You know, ask her to release the the weight that she carries to support her friends, her family, her bloodline, her community, allow her to be free and light, you know. And it's that relationship with your womb that, from my work, I realized that so many have not started that relationship with their womb, that that's traumatizing to the womb within itself, just not building that relationship. It's just your womb is almost like a child in the sense of abandonment. If we don't nurture it, we don't give it what it needs, we don't talk to the womb, we don't empower it, we don't do anything for it, it's just there holding space, it builds a disconnect and a negative relationship. It's an abandoned part of you at this point. So you have to rebuild by asking for apology, you know, letting her know that you'll never betray her again. You'll never leave her lonely. You communicate with her. Go to her for those sacred answers. And also ask her how to navigate through the world. I think that's a start.
That's a wonderful start. I agree. I know that with psilocybin as well, the psilocybin mushrooms, allowing people to, so even allowing the womb to communicate with them, even though it's happening all the time, but when being in that altered state or being in your womb space and operating on a cellular level, you can actually, I think, connect better. And I personally feel with yoni steaming, adding psilocybin to that work, and in many of the healing modalities that we're doing, saunas and just whatever rituals that we do individually and collectively, allowing the plant medicine to connect us deeper and to condition areas of ourselves that haven't been conditioned or activated. You know, and that's what I say about a lot of the healing that needs to take place now. The body has just never been activated to do it. It doesn't have the information that it needs to operate.
Yeah. I mean, you got to apply the tools. The body is highly, highly intelligent, though. So it already has the function set up. We just have to supply the support. So once you start introducing the practices of healing, like the steaming helps open up that womb space. And if you have the medicine, the psilocybin supporting that, oh, you can go to some extraordinary levels.
Yes.
Revolutionary.
And detoxification and purification. I just wanted to add that in there.
Yeah, for sure. So with the support of the magic medicine, with the practice of steaming and meditation, yoga, all of that.
I like adding breast massage to my yoni steams.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The breast, the nerves of the breast is connected directly to the womb. So, you know, massaging the breast, and also the breasts are such a neglected area of the body, especially right under the breast. If you go under there and touch, that tissue can be so tender, so untouched, so neglected that you have to go in there and break down some of the stagnant energy that could be held in that space.
Some of the what being held in that space?
Stagnant energy, the energy trapped and not moving, a lot of that is held within the breast, especially under the breast.
And I want to add the heart and the lungs to that also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That diaphragm area.
The entire diaphragm. And that's why I say breath work is a pillar in your meditation practice. Whenever I do a yoni steam with a client, we always do meditation and breath work because you have to, I think womb breathing is number one when it comes to yoni steaming. If you can't inhale and bring the medicine all the way up and through your entire diaphragm, using the heart center, using the lungs, pulling it all the way up into the third eye area and all the way through the crown. Without doing that and being able to push back down and release, you know, you're just steaming, you know, it's just steaming. It's not really doing the work.
Beautiful. Yeah. So anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, there is something I would like to add. For the parents who have young people who want to get their young folks on the magic medicine, I would say begin to build a healthy relationship in your union with the medicine, with yourself, and then introduce it to your children. Give them all the knowledge that you receive about it as well. And allow it to, you know, heal you, your household, and your community.
Do you work with it with your partner?
He is actually beginning his journey this week. We're going to do a nice size trip together and go in and, you know, do the work.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Safe travels, of course. Many blessings with that. Wonderful rites of passage for couples as well. Like I recommend it for relationships before you get married, you know, before you go into a divorce phase, through divorce, the loss of a partner as well, you know. So just much potential with us as medicine women and assisting ourselves primarily and extending that love and healing and activation through our children and our loved ones and our communities and the elders. You know, I take my hat off to you working with the elders. I've done some work with some elders as well into their 70s. And that's a whole nother level of healing that we have to be aware of. You know, sometimes we're still stuck in our own space and our level of trauma or our age group even. You know, but the elders, they have so much to offer us and they have layers of information as well as stagnant energy, you know, based on their power not being activated and, you know, history that's happened before us and its atrocities and the beauty too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're on their way to the spirit realm. We all are. But having these exchanges and dialogues that are really bigger than us to take place and seeing how they take us with them on the other side and our work and our vision, you know. So, yeah, thank you for doing the work. Thank you for being a part of the podcast. It's wonderful to have you. And there's so much more to you, really. Like, we're usually on one. We all calm today.
Oh yeah, you know, I've done my fair share of turning up already this week. So, and this Scorpio moon that we're in, honey, is all it's fiery water, and I'm just keeping calm and go of what no longer aligns, and allowing myself to just sit with the energy, you know, just sit with it and feel it. So right now, I'm just feeling it. But I appreciate you for inviting me on and just letting me share my piece about me and my young people and our journey with the medicine. I hope it was able to encourage a few other parents and families to, you know, get involved with their children with the medicine. And if you guys would like to, you know, follow my journey anymore, you can go to my.yaniverse.com. On IG or Ashe Namaste Yoga on IG or Facebook and follow me throughout my journey. You know, we do meditation, yoga, womb awareness, and work with the family.
Mm-hmm. Products, empowerment, you know.
Much more. It's a mouthful.
Yes. And so that's why with this, I wanted to have just a down to earth ground level conversation, you know, one-on-one, real people, real families, issues, momminess, womanhood, breastfeeding, just all of it, you know. So thank you. And then when people see you online, they can just better connect with you and your mission and your love and your support that you have.
I mean, and
have
I think that's a part, a very important part of the healing. So I'm, you know, I'm a girl, you know, city girl, you're all around the way kind of girl. And I was able to find the work and allow it to help me through my evolution. So there is no type when it comes to doing your spiritual work or your healing. You don't have to fit into a box. You can always remain authentically true to who you are and, you know, get all the benefits of the work that you deserve by staying true to you and letting the magic of the healing to help evolve you into who you truly are. You know, consider who you are.
Yeah, I love that. Authenticity, stay true. That's what it's all about. Yes, yeah. Thank you. And again, thank you. And yeah, she has herbs and oils and recipes and teas for the womb. Like, y'all have to do the work on your own and let you be filled and full. But yes.
I got the tools to support you, though. So come holla at your girl.
Yes. Holla at your girl. All right, love. Thank you again. We'll connect soon.
All right. Peace.
Okay. Peace.